All right, let's venture off to Port Hope, see what's happening in the world of theater. We have Rob Kempson on the line. He is the artistic director of the Capitol Theater in Port Hope, and they have an upcoming show, which sounds like it'll be a blast, the Ballad of Stompin' Tom, which Rob is also directing. Welcome, Rob. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You have worked, you're a man of many hats. You have worked as an artist yourself, an educator, playwright, director. I see a massive list of all the productions you have taken care of in your extensive biography here. Is there anything that comes out right to the foreground? Any special memories, any very memorable productions?
You know what? Actually, I've directed the Ballad of Stompin' Tom before. I had the chance
Oh.
to do it in 2018 in Sudbury, and one of the
Yep.
great gifts of this production has been actually revisiting that and figuring out what things I wanted to do differently and what things were the same. So I have lots of highlights in my career, but in this moment, that's sort of the one that's coming to my brain most immediately.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, tell us how that works when you have a second opportunity to bring something back that you've obviously put your heart and soul into. What are you doing differently this time around?
I'm really glad you asked that because it's difficult to sometimes approach something for the second time. As a director,
Yeah.
my job is to interpret the text that's on the page, interpret the songs that are in the show, and try to create a really memorable experience for an audience. And when you do that one time, it's hard not to copy yourself a couple years
Right.
later. But what's been really enjoyable about this opportunity, and actually what I think people will be most interested to know, is that everyone on stage is also playing the instruments in the show. It's a group of eight actor musicians, and what that means is that not only are they playing all the roles to tell the story about Stompin' Tom's life, and he has a very interesting life, but they're also playing a whole bunch of instruments in new arrangements of the music that you know and love from Stompin' Tom, so that even if you're not a Stompin' Tom fan, this sounds totally different than what you might expect. And if you are a Stompin' Tom fan, this is just heightening his music to sort of the next level by adding a whole bunch of other instrumentation.
Interesting. Now, of course, there are some sing-along hits in this one for
Yes.
the Stompin' Tom fans out there. The hockey song, of course, is on the menu. Terrific. The story itself is fascinating for those who may not know. Stompin' Tom grew up in an orphanage, traveled through northern Ontario, playing the bar circuit, forced naysayers. It sounds like the traveling musician, the bohemian spirit. He was quite the storyteller, wasn't he?
He sure was. And his legacy is so much about this country, right? It's about
Right.
not only Canada, but small town Canada, and making sure that we tell the stories of each other. And I think presenting it in somewhere like Port Hope is really exciting because it means that we're talking about small town communities, and we're talking about what is so special about some of these places. And I think that that's what Tom did the best. And when you look deeper into his story, that's because that's his experience. That's where he came from. He had a really, really difficult childhood,
Right.
but it brought him to a bunch of small communities, and he understood the power that can come from that sort of feeling of togetherness. And the thing about Stompin' Tom music is that it brings a lot of people together. And what I love about this show is it also adds the story. And the story of his life, I think, sort of is an even greater invitation for folks to think about coming together as a community, especially, in times that are difficult. And it's really
Right.
exciting to watch this group of actor musicians bring these songs to life, but also bring these stories to life throughout the performance.
Bringing these stories to life, the Ballad of Stompin' Tom. Don't miss it at Port Hope Capitol Theater, June 9th. That is coming up tomorrow, 8 p.m. Capitol Theater. For more information and tickets, check out the website capitaltheater.com. Very easy to mention, capitaltheater.com. Of course, RE, we're in Canada for theater, so
Well, and the other
on the
one is
website.
capital with an OL because sometimes we
Exactly.
get a lot of ALs.
I was just going to get into that as well. Capital, right. CAPITOL. So get your tickets. This will be a great show. Anything else you'd like to mention? I'm just always fascinated by concerts, productions we can go through when an artist shares stories of his or her life. I find that the audience becomes much more intrigued. They build a rapport with the, you know, with the artist, and sometimes they can find a piece of themselves in that story.
I think you're absolutely right. And what is so beautiful about this show is you know, you're taken away on that sort of journey, but the way that we're producing this production, it's also about you taking yourself on that journey. So, you know, when we show him at Skinner's Pond in PEI, no one's, you know, throwing red dirt all around. But instead we're allowing the audience to come on that journey. And we've pulled back all of the curtains. Quite literally, there are no curtains in the air. So you see the whole theater, you see the back wall of the Capitol Theater, which I don't think has been exposed ever before in a production. And you see all the strings, the theater magic that we try to hide normally, we've sort of put out on display. So this is not only about the story of Stompin' Tom and the story of his music and legacy, but it's also about showing the audience how we tell that story. And I think in doing so, we further enhance that sense of community and further build on the idea that, you know, the stories of Tom are about people working together and learning from one another. And so I think what folks are in for is a real treat for all of their senses. And I think that they will walk away not only learning a little bit more about Tom, not only having, you know, tapped their foot to all of the great tunes, but also walking away with a deeper appreciation and understanding for community.
Terrific. How many runs are there? It begins June 9th, but it runs until July 2nd, so, I'm seeing here.
So there's 27 opportunities, but, you know,
fantastic.
We make everything here at the Capitol in-house. So all of this has been designed and built specifically for Capitol Theater audiences. And after July 2nd, the show does not exist again anywhere. So it's not a traveling show or anything like that. We put all of this together for exclusive performances at the Capitol Theater.
All the more reason to see it. Any highlights from your upcoming shows?
Yeah, we have a really fantastic season. So after The Ballad of Stompin' Tom, next on the docket is the hilarious comedy Prairie Nurse, which tells the story of two Filipino nurses in 1960s Saskatchewan. Who have come to Canada to start work as nurses, and all of the people in Saskatchewan can't tell them apart. And so that's the recipe for a farce right there. But it's based on the true story of the playwright's mother, who was a nurse in the 1960s.
Got
it. That plays from July 15th to the 30th.
Okay.
And then the big jewel of our summer season is Little Shop of Horrors, which I'm sure folks will be familiar with the classic film.
Alan Menken did the music.
So that's coming up at the end of the summer. We play from August 11th to September 3rd with that. I'm really excited to dive into that production as well.
Terrific. All right. Well, we wish you a terrific season. Great set of productions coming up starting tomorrow. The Ballad of Stompin' Tom, I'm sure it'll be very inspiring for anyone in attendance. Get your tickets at capitoltheater.com. Capital, T-O-L, theater, T-R-E at the end. So we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Rob, for joining us and telling us all about it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.